Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Do you hear this ridiculousness?
What'd I say? I said just look out for him. What are we talking
about?
Are
we going for the 10th consecutive year? Will people buy Notre Dame doing anything?
Notre Dame, even Notre Dame fans know this is a down year for Notre Dame.
Ain't no, it's, TK ain't no down year. They get into the playoffs.
Of course they're getting to the playoffs. They have to win one game.
No, they're going to get to the playoffs with like
a 9. Texas A&M, though.
Yeah, but they might beat everybody else.
They beat Texas A&M. I think they're coasting.
If they beat, I'm going.
Yeah,
I think
but they're not.
And they're underdogs. I pick Notre Dame. I think.
But then they're going to be a one loss team. What are they not going to get in with one loss?
That's my whole point.
They're
That's what I'm telling you.
They're going to lose more than one game. For whatever reason, when I try to look at Safari at the same time I'm on with you guys, it takes me off the screen, so I can't. I'm a little on my. On my heels here, so normally I can do both at the same time. But
that's
we
fine.
Just go
we've got other things to talk about. Let's start with we're going to start with this one before we get to the congratulations. Let's start with this one. You can't post pictures like hanging up sheetrock with like a hammer and nail and like a sports bra and short shorts and go, these aren't thirst traps. These are home improvement pictures. Those are also thirst traps. You can't.
No, they're not.
No, that is not accurate. Yes, they are.
No, they're not, bro. There's nothing thirsty about
it. I disagree. No, I disagree.
There's nothing.
You out here trapping.
I'm glad that people could see it like that because that means I got it. Even though I don't really want to do that, you know what I mean? But that's like, that's who we should really do. You should, you have no room.
Yeah, yeah, get him, TK.
You
get
have
him.
No
yeah.
room.
I,
you're out here,
first of
you're
all.
Out here fasted. I know you were fasted in that photo. You hadn't eaten in days, and he's posting that photo. He probably did like a bunch of sit ups and push ups first,
well,
and then clenched
to.
In. Don't act like I know, even. But even when I'm trying to do my little nail gun, I'm trying to hold my abs in when I'm just, you know?
Luckily,
I explained that to you. And go to maptrition.com, use the promo code DLO1320, and look like I looked in that picture.
Luckily,
a little fast isn't going to hurt anybody. I ain't shaming people for thirst traps, by the way. I'm just saying you can't say it's not a thirst trap.
There was a photo that I didn't even realize. Well, I didn't know that someone's back was a thirst trap. I think any skin at all is just what is just a thirst trap now. What are we doing? Like, no.
Well, luckily, I'm the only one with morals and integrity on this conversation, and you will always see me clothed.
How about you just don't have it like that?
Well, just wait till that new endorsement we were talking about last night kicks in, and then Casey.
I tell you what, if Kenny has abs and pecs, like, I promise you, we are seeing Kenny's.
Oh, just
on.
Wait, just wait.
Nah, that's
maybe
that's
a couple
not my,
months
that's
away.
Bag. That's not my bag. I don't think I wouldn't.
Hey, the check doesn't
I'll
clear.
I get in better shape.
The check doesn't clear until the pecs and abs are on Instagram, buddy.
Yeah.
But now, I ain't mad at it, though. I ain't mad at it.
By DeWalt.
You put in the work. You do whatever you need to do. At that point, you put in the work. I'll do what you do.
There's this, man, I didn't think I was going to talk about this today. There's this, like, very crazy, petty beef going on between these two girls in the sports betting space.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if it's made it to y'all, but it's called the Walking Bets drama. There was this girl that works for BetQL, Lucy, who's been doing this thing called walking bets, which is basically thirst trapping and giving out bets while walking. Why would walking be something that you would do while giving out bets? Everybody has creative minds,
is she a blonde?
What happens when you walk? You get a little jiggle. Won't you wobble, wobble? Won't you shake?
Is she a blonde?
Yes.
A brunette?
No, she's brunette. That's Taylor Mathis.
Lucy's
been doing it first. And then this other girl, Taylor, started doing it too. But Taylor's got got more of everything. You know what I mean?
So here's she, that way.
No, it's all Taylor.
And she goes lower. You know, when we when they go low, we go lower cut. And so the cleavage is like as long as like I-405 in LA at rush hour.
On.
And so she's getting viral, right? She's
but
viral.
She
listen,
she did that in response to the other lady though, huh?
Well, that's where we're going. So, quick. So
I'm just gonna hit play on this real quick.
Let me just preface this by saying I don't think there's anything wrong with how you get your bag. I'm not judging. I'm not a mean girl. I don't care. I think it's fine. Like that's where I'm going. Starting off, do what you do. Don't care. So, then the original. My former colleague, Lucy, starts bullying her online.
Oh.
And it's like, you stole my bet. You stole my shtick. Da-da-da. I'm the queen. Blah, blah, blah. And then the other girl, she's gone viral. She's, like, gone from 65,000 on Twitter to, if you look at her up now, I think she's probably at 150,000 already. Like, she's going. She's blowing up, right? And she's, like, crying, and it's a whole thing. And it's crazy. It's crazy. And I have to call people like, hey, we got to stop Lucy from doing this. It's mean. And then, but then at the end of the day, Taylor, her account went from 115 to probably 150 now in the span of the last week because of this whole thing. Other sports bettors, males, have done like parody videos of it. It's a whole thing.
I just learned that Taylor's following me.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
Hey. Hold up.
The big D-Lo, not the little one.
Hold up. She saw your
all right. Hello. Pull
no,
up.
Okay.
Pull up bets.
So, I just wanted everyone to watch just this is what we're talking about. This is just
research
for
purposes.
This is
oh,
just
can
for
you pull this up? There
yeah,
go.
This is just
yeah.
for research purposes. This is yeah. the walking.
Yo,
this is
come
betting
on,
content.
Come
yeah.
On.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't.
Come on, man.
I don't know. This is your people, or the other young lady is your people?
No, the other one, and the other one decided last week she was going to go a full week of animal print. She does this thing where she spins. Upside down the phone. You'll see. You should post the last one for Lucy Burge. She'll post it and she'll show her outfit upside down so that she shows the midriff off too.
I'm just.
Oh man, this is wild, bro.
Everybody's got their own ass.
I didn't even know they was beefing like that. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Lucy,
she was like, they
Lucy
stole
Burge.
This from me.
Well, Lucy's.
You can find it.
Lucy's
B-U-R-B-G-E.
Not following me. I don't know.
Not yet.
I don't know.
Not
Taylor's
yet.
Following me, but Lucy's
I mean, not.
Not what, you wanted me to pull up the last one?
Yeah, Lucy Burge, you can pull up no, that. We get, you know, that's what's popping.
I got anyway, I got Lucy
pop,
up.
Pull it up. Pull it up. All right, there you go.
So here's she's flip. Oh, there's the camera flip.
That's Lucy. The flip. Yeah, oh, camera flip.
Lucy, she's
I'm telling you that.
Yeah, that's okay. An everyday thing.
She went Snoopsy, she
No, there's
she
more.
She
that's
elevated
like
her game.
That's like tennis. That's tennis. You got to go. There's other ones. There's other ones
well,
that
I'm
are
saying,
more.
She pushed the game forward with that one. It's not just the top. She letting you know, hey, this is what I'm wearing, you know,
yes.
Down low.
Yep. Wow. Yep. There we go. That's that one. That's the one. There you go.
All right. Hello. Fit today.
Oh, Lucy not playing.
The absolute thick.
Taylor got to step her game up.
Season.
Taylor got to step her game up.
Man, got the.
I said that they should always. And listen, I'm going to preface this by saying, do what you do. I have no problem with it. I support women. I support everybody doing their thing. The only person that I'm shaming for thirst traps is Damien.
Well,
that's it.
Fair.
Only
that's fair.
For women, I'm not saying anything negative, but I think Twins money line has to be your top bet every time. Like if you're gonna do
Twins
that, then Twins money line, even out of season, needs to be a top bet.
Twins money line. I will say, looking at those two, it does seem like Taylor was hating or tried to jack the whole bit because Lucy wasn't doing nothing. She wasn't bothering nobody. You know what I'm saying? From the two that I saw, she was doing her thing. Taylor was kind of hating.
She took it. Yeah, that's what we call innovation. Hanging. You know, it's lower, bigger, stronger, faster.
Yeah.
Big ups.
Wobble, wobble.
Yeah. Well. All right.
Anyway, me on a ladder, not the same thing. You know what I mean? Not the same thing.
Well, no, not according to the streets. There's different levels of.
The streets will tell you what's a thirst trap and what's not.
It's different levels.
Yep. The streets will tell you. Yep. It's the. Yep. But I will say, could the construction content go behind a paywall? Who knows?
I'm sure there's a.
Only Tristis.
There's a fetish, I'm sure, for. So there's speculation. Are you building something in particular or just cleaning up?
I'm re-siding my mom's garage. So the garage was built in like 1935 or whatever. And the person that did it didn't do it with any rhyme nor reason. Nothing, like the studs aren't evenly spaced out. They're not done up to code. The studs don't go all the way to the top of the garage. And so my mom wanted me to paint it. And then once I got around to trying to investigate whether it could be painted, I realized, no, it cannot be painted. These boards are impossible to scrape the paint off of because they will literally disintegrate within your very hands. Mm. So I took all the boards off, or most of the boards off, and then decided to re-side one side. And then the other side, I realized the windows were being covered up by particle board that was soaking wet and moldy.
Ah.
Pause. And so I took the board off, saw the windows, and I was like, well, I should probably fix these windows, re-side this other side. So no, there's nothing. I'm moving back to Portland. I just not into that garage. That garage will not be where I'm moving. No.
I gotta come up to the Rose Garden, man. Or it's not the, or it's yeah. Moda. What is it, Moda now or something else?
We still call it the Rose Garden. We still call it the Rose Garden.
That's fine.
The OGs.
Can we hit these right here? Hey. You announced some news today. You want to share that with everybody?
Yeah, I just signed with Octagon Agency. It's nice. Been in the works for months now, but it is finally official, and I'm very excited. The agent that I'm with is so dope and really kind, and everybody that you talk to in the industry that knows him thinks only good things of him. Every time I talk to someone, they're like, this guy's like the greatest human in the world, so... From where I was to where I am now in terms of the comparing and the contrasting of the human beings there, it's a massive, massive upgrade. But also the agency itself is massive. Like they're, you know, top agency in the game. It means nothing. A lot of people in my comments, what does this mean for the other things that you may or may not be announcing soon? There's no impact on that. So
that's a big get for Octagon. It's a big
game. She's the biggest star. I mean, they got Steph Curry, Simone Biles. Like, you got Trista Crick now.
Come on, man.
Giannis.
You got Trista Crick now.
A lot of WNBA players, too, right? There's a lot of WNBA players at Octagon also.
That's good stuff, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, I
can't wait for the next announcement to be made.
Me too. I'm ready as well. I can't wait to have something that I can announce.
Are we progressing?
There are conversations happening. Mm. But at the end of the day, I'll say this. I trust in the process. I trust in the...
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
The conversations that we've already had and the belief that's already been instilled and the numbers that have gone along with the we'll call it upgrade, the test program, the test protocol.
There you go.
So
I like that.
We'll see what happens. I am very, like, I have faith. My mom is a very anxious person and my mom has faith too. So that says good things.
Are you going to miss the East Coast?
Yeah, I will. I think there's a lot. I have like a little list of fun things I want to do while I'm back over there. I'm going to try to take a road trip up to Quebec City again and go to that little spa. I'm going to take a few more trips up to New York, enjoy some things I haven't seen in a while in D.C. But, you know, the NBA season's about to start, and there is nothing worse than watching NBA games on the East Coast. It's awful. For someone who hates the night, I'm not like a go to bed at 2 a.m. kind of person. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited about being able to have like a nice, regular, normal person schedule and be able to still watch every NBA game that I want.
The East Coast seems like a lot of fun. It seems like a cool place to live. I've never been there like for an extended period of time in the winter, so that may change everything. But when I'm there in the spring,
depending on what part, it could.
Spring, summer, and fall, it seems like a cool place to be. A lot going on.
It's great. The humidity stinks.
Yeah, summer kind of sucks.
The rainstorms. Yeah, the summers are the worst. That's why being out here the last two summers has been great. I've been able to come back right when it starts to cool off because it's been really, really rainy. Like, there's been thunderstorms, there's been tropical, like, hurricane winds and all that stuff. But, no, it's been one hell of a ride. I've been on the East Coast since 2017. So, it's going to be great to come back west, be closer to family, be closer to opportunities that exist out here. So, we'll see. Well, it's going to be great to be closer to you guys. I really wish I would have planned it better. I really was trying to find a way to come to the 1,000th show, but I guess I got to come to 1,500 or 2,000.
You can come like to 1,010. It doesn't matter. Like, you can come to any show. It'll be up when Trista Crick is here. When's the move?
My lease is up in December. I tell you guys all the stuff. Like, you guys are like my vlog, you know? You guys have access to the info. Like, it was so funny. Because, honestly, I told you guys on Tuesday that my last day was Thursday. And they were like, oh, don't. Odyssey's like, what are you going to, you can't tell anybody until, like, because I was going to announce it on BetMGM tonight on Tuesday night, too. And then I put up a post. They made me delete it. It was so whack. I'm like, why do you guys care? Why do you guys care? Well, because turns out one of my other hosts was going to be gone as well. He left. So I didn't know that. You know, it's like real organized.
Who left?
You guys' boy.
Which one?
Anti-Sacramento.
Nick.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so he's not whole ass out of here. Either.
Oh, hi, Sacramento. Yeah, right there, Nick. I understand you guys are good for the first time. Yeah, right there.
Coming from a
He was such a condescending
really
jerk. It's like, bro, just admit you were wrong and shut up.
Hold on one second. Emma wants in. What's going on? What's up, Emma? Go in there, girl. Go in.
What's up, Emma?
My bad.
So are we chilling today or what? Like, what are we building?
Oh, so today. Okay, so here's the issue today. So I've got two windows on the side of this garage. One has been put in 3 inches lower than the other. So how do you make them look symmetrical without pulling the window frame out and trying to get them to be the same size? Mm-hmm. That is screwing everything up in terms of trim, in terms of symmetry, in terms of just how to put the siding on. The right side of the siding's been good. Let's see if we can show you some things. Can we do that? How does that work?
Just hit, okay, old lady, Jackie? Just hit the button that turns the phone around.
That looks nice.
No, it won't do it. It won't do it on StreamYard. So
oh,
this is what
tough.
I'm about to do. We're going to... Ladder yep. bets. All right, here we go.
Oh, God. Be
oh,
careful.
Okay.
Here. And then yeah. this little piece is plywood. And so now we're going to put a fake little piece of wood here to make it look like these windows are the same height. And then I'll probably use like an epoxy over here because this is metal. Oh. This will go and get nailed in with the nail gun. Oh. And then this is trim. This will all get painted. This is going to have to get scraped. As you can see, great for the radio audience.
This is great. It's Trista Tool Time Crick. Just please don't fall.
I'm really quite balanced.
Okay.
I'm quite balanced.
It's just, your phone's moving a lot, and it makes me feel like you're... So that's pretty wild that you were just able to stick the phone in there right through the hole in the window.
That's crazy. That's a trip. That garage looked dope, though. You could turn that into something.
Those windows.
You could turn that into something dope.
You could turn that into your new studio. You're getting a little too far away from the Wi-Fi, honey. You got to go back towards the house. TK, go. Trista, if you can hear me, go back to the house.
All right. That's the new latest thing. That's the latest thing.
Oh, man, good stuff.
It's been a pain in the ass, though, because it's like, doesn't look like much has been accomplished.
No, the side panel, like, that looks good. I see the difference. I see, like, yeah. I don't know how long that took, but it looks really good.
Well, and there's no wall, so I had to try to reframe that window and put new 2x4s in, and then I tried it. There's this specific type of, like, hole. It's called, like, a pocket hole, pocket screw. And it's like you have to almost shallowly go through the board from one to another. And I screwed it up, and I went through the wall, and then you can't really get it flush. It's just a mess. It's a mess. Jeez. But the photos and the videos apparently are thirst trappy. So you guys are learning construction by being men, you know?
This has been my favorite, like, 4 weeks of Trista appearances.
Some good stuff.
Just my absolute favorite.
Why? Just
because you're like building stuff, and like, I don't even know what we're talking about on a Tuesday to Tuesday basis. It's just literally connecting and going, I wonder what Trista's doing.
Check out
and
what Trista's
she's
doing
taking
on
a break from redoing a garage.
It's going to be amazing. I can't wait when it's done. Like, what is it going to look like? Is it going to look, like, okay? I don't know. We're going to try to put walls on the inside, too. Like, drywall is the next step, which is, like, basically just wall, how you build walls in, like, regular construction. But, yeah, I'm sure it'll look better than it did. Is it going to look, like, professional? I don't know. We're going to see. But I've gone to the lumber store, like, probably 15 times.
I was just about to ask, have you made friends at Home Depot? Like, do they know you? Like, TK, what's up? How you doing?
Oh, so there's this small business here in Portland that I go to. And so they know me by name. Like, I go right to the lumber yard area, and they're like, how's it going? Like, what's the next step? Like, tell me about this. I've had lumber delivered 3 times. They'll let you take it back, like, some back if you don't use it all. So I've gotten, like, checks from them and refunds. They just put money back on my card today from some, like, 2x4s that the siding came on that I didn't need, but they, like, need that to put it down on your sidewalk or it'll break in half. So it's, like, you have to basically rent lumber from them. It's crazy. It's, like, insane. Jeez. But it's super fun. I really, I've never been a handy person, but I think it's always been inside of me. I've never been, like, a particularly skilled person at this stuff either. And I've been scared to try. You know, you don't want to mess anything up. But the good news is, when everything's already screwed up, you can only make it better.
That's right.
You know?
That's a good point.
If I was doing this at Damien's house, I'd be a lot scarier. You know, I'd be like, oh, God, you know, it's all turnkey. I can make it worse. I can't make this worse. I literally cannot make this worse.
You're doing a good job.
You're getting a lot of jokes off about my house. You haven't even been to my house.
No. I mean,
you're making assumptions.
I'm still waiting on the invite.
You don't need one. You can literally come to my house anytime you want to.
That's
what I hear. I saw the video. The video looks very fancy.
What video?
You sent me a video when you first moved in.
Oh, I did send you a video.
Everybody knows. Like, I wish you would stop this charade. Everybody knows what type of house you have.
Yeah.
Did you see Cooper Flagg's new NIL deal?
No.
He signed a deal with New Balance.
Yeah. How much was it, though?
Somebody getting fired at Nike.
So I thought that, I don't know how much it is, by the way. I thought that was so incredible because Duke is a massive Nike school, and he'll wear Nikes.
Yeah.
He wears Nikes during practices and games, and I guess he just wears New Balances in life. But on the court for the next year, he'll be wearing Nikes.
I would go ahead.
I guess they wanted to lock him down for when he goes to the NBA because they know he's going to be the number one pick. So you might as well just pay him for a year for basically doing nothing. Just essentially like just holding him down. you know.
I wonder how Nike loses a player like Cooper Flagg. He's been in the Nike system with the EYBLs and all this other stuff, going to Duke, all this other stuff. How do you lose Cooper Flagg?
I read a story that he grew up near the New Balance factory, the home of New Balance. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of one of those things that it's just close to him. Like, he grew up near it. Mm-hmm. Every season his mom would take him and I think his brother or whatever to get a new pair every basketball season, to get a new pair of shoes, which were New Balances, and a new backpack, which was New Balance. So it could be something sentimental. And obviously they're spending money now. They're in the game. They're trying to get the big dogs, and maybe they thought this was the one that they'd break the bank a little bit on and maybe overpay.
Doesn't seem like you can outpay Nike when they really want you, though.
And that's where it comes into. I don't know why they wouldn't.
I don't know if they did or not, but I don't know why you wouldn't. This is Cooper Flagg.
Well, he could just be a guy at Nike, and he could see that. Yeah. Like, I'm just another guy at Nike.
It's like Michael Jordan and Adidas.
Yeah, I would have pitched to him, it's going to be you and Wimby. Like, for the next 20 years, it's going to be you two.
Hmm.
But what if Cooper Flagg is a bust? Hmm. What if people at Nike are like not sold on Cooper Flagg?
Well, that could be,
and that could be what it is. Like, they're just not sold on him.
Yeah.
You can be a Nike athlete,
right?
But like, we're not rolling out the red carpet for you. We're not promising you your own signature shoe.
They don't even have the red carpet out for Giannis.
No. Well, Giannis.
Yeah, they got. No,
no, no, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Giannis got signature shoe, signature really get apparel. The red.
And it doesn't matter.
What you mean?
LeBron's the only big man that I can think of that has real elite roll out the red carpet standing in the sneaker community. Mostly basketball shoes are signature basketball shoes that I can recall are guards, right? Like, because that's what makes sense for the style of play that you would want to buy a basketball shoe in. You don't want a clunky, stiff, power forward centric shoe.
Right.
Like most people, especially if you're talking about wearability off the court, why do I want cinder blocks on my feet?
None of them have that. Although Book is starting to, he's starting to get that vibe a little bit. But Giannis, the first three Giannis's, they were moving pretty tough. These last,
the freaks, were they?
Freak ones were heavy.
I don't recall that.
Heavy.
Really? Yeah, I don't remember that either.
The freak ones were heavy in the basketball community. Like, you go to these tournaments, the freak ones were heavy.
Okay. I guess also KD, and he plays a different style of game than like a big traditional big, but those KD, those Peach those Jam KDs, I forget which ones those were.
Those are moving. Yeah, those are moving.
Yeah.
Those are moving.
Those were comfy.
The structure of KD's shoes are perfect.
The big one right now is obviously, well, the Kobe's. Everybody got the Kobe's.
Yep.
Well, not everybody.
Yeah, not everybody.
Not everybody.
They find a way to get
it. I think Vanessa's wishes have not been heard.
The Kobe's were heavy. The Jaws were heavy.
Yeah, the Jaws do well.
This past year. Yep. LeBron, he's still moving heavy. And the Ants went crazy this year.
Those are crazy. Those are
they
serious
were everywhere.
Off the court shoes, though. They look amazing on street.
Oh, Ramsey's right. The Sabrinas are probably.
Sabrinas are out there. Three. Yeah, Sabrinas are out there.
Everybody has some Sabrinas. I'm mad I don't have a couple. So, yeah, my whole point was Giannis has kind of fallen off a little bit. That coincides a little bit with when the Freak ones came out. That's when he was an NBA champion, right? So he was like one of the coolest players out there.
And the Paul Georges had like a tiny bit of buzz when they first came.
Exploded on Zion's foot in front of the president, that did a good job.
The first three Paul Georges, those went crazy. I still got those first three. Then four got a little wonky, but the first three were everywhere. Yeah.
Poor Paul George having to answer questions about why his shoe exploded on Zion Williamson's foot.
It's more about Zion than anybody else.
Like, man,
Zion looks good though. He looks like he lost some weight.
He does. Yeah, look like he's getting in shape. Ask Damien this. Do you subscribe to, like, I want you in shape, I want you better prepared to play a whole NBA season, but I don't need you getting too skinny. Like, part of what makes you Zion is you got a little girth on you. You know what I mean? In your heart of guard. Well.
I think that it's pretty easy. I don't think Zion's ever going to get too skinny. Like, I think he could eat two beignets and gain 15 pounds. Like, I don't think his metabolism really is set up. I think Zion has to work to stay lean. Mm. If he ever got too lean, I don't think it would take him much to rebound back to fluff. Like, I really don't. I think he has one of those Charles Barkley-like bodies.
Don't worry, guys. I'll be fluff by Friday.
Yeah.
I don't think we want Zion as fluff, and that's the point. Like, if you can tear down some of that bad weight and stay at a good weight or build back up with good weight, then that's a positive. The idea is he's young enough, and it's the benefit he has is you could do that when you're his age at the same time.
Yeah.
You can tear down the bad weight, build up good weight, and you could wind up being, you know, what they say, 271 or something like that, but it's an entirely different 271 than you might have been a year ago.
I thought 100%. His perfect build was that picture we showed the other day when he, that first, what was it, 30 games when they were the one seed and he was going crazy. They beat Phoenix and Phoenix got mad because he did the 360 and all this other stuff at the end of the game. And he was ripped. Like, he was ripped. He was still Zion. He was athletic. I thought that was peak Zion physically. And maybe he's able to get back to that this year.
Congratulations again, TK, on the new agency. Don't hurt yourself climbing ladders and nail
guns. I am very nimble. I am nimble. I could walk up the ladder with no hands, with my little selfie situation. I could even hammer a nail. Boom, 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 up the ladder right now.
No, I believe
it. Nail gun.
Okay.
You guys see my wire? Like my homage to The Wire with the nail gun and Emma.
I saw that.
Yeah, oh, no. I didn't see it. Didn't Emma get put in the vacants? Don't do that.
Yeah.
It was like I had it. You go look. You might have missed it because she's so dark.
I got to see Emma.
Sitting between my legs.
I got to see Emma trying to get away from the vacants. Don't put Emma in the vacants.
All right, y'all. See you guys next Tuesday. Okay. I love you. Stay tuned for more photos.
Okay.
Well, I thought you meant news. I thought we was getting more news, man.
Love you too, TK.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.